Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to be joined by Ben Armstrong, BitBoy Crypto, to get into the FTX situation. Let me hit some of these headlines ahead of that, though. First of all, guys, let's just be very clear. The images that you see on the screen here, the FBI images of pedophilia symbols that appear to be in the Almeida research symbol and appear to be in the SBF Twitter profile. Folks, that's just a coincidence, okay? Don't be a conspiracy theorist. Don't pay attention to this. Don't even look at this at all. It's just merely a coincidence that these symbols happen to be all over the Democrat Party politics. Please, folks, please, just ignore this. Don't look at this. Just a coincidence. Nothing to see here. Now, here are some of the headlines. Bahamas Police and Bahamas Securities Commission looking into FTX activities for wrongdoing. Will they fine 10% to the big guy, Joe Biden? 10%? 10%? 10%? I think the Democrats are getting closer to 100%? 10%? Yeah, Joe Biden, he doesn't even know what planet he's on, though. How much of the billions to Ukraine was laundered back to U.S. politicians via FTX? Will we ever get a fair investigation? I don't know. They're busy looking into Elon Musk. He's a Republican voter now, so you know how that goes. It is amazing, though, isn't it? I mean, truly, folks, truly. Like, people in the corporate world, people in the political world know. You come out as a liberal Democrat, you're above the law. They know it. They know it. You come out as a liberal Democrat, you donate to liberal Democrat causes, you are now above the law. So they'll investigate Elon Musk for the next 2 years, dealing with the Twitter thing. They'll investigate Tesla and SpaceX and all those other endeavors. And they will do nothing to the people that just stole billions of dollars and gave it to the Democrat Party and laundered money through Ukraine. Yeah. FTX facing criminal probe by Bahamas authorities, but Musk counters will be no investigation of major Democrat donor. And he's right. He'll be right. They'll let him off. They're all searching for themselves. They all knew it was going on the whole time. Manhattan U.S. Attorney Office probing FTX collapse. That's Democrats. They'll find nothing. U.S. Senator threatens Elon Musk, Edward Markey, over the weekend. And it's the Biden administration. It's Jake Sullivan now. They're all saying they're going to go after Elon Musk because he supports free speech. Elon Musk should have been working to launder money for the Democrat Party. Don't you see how it works? But Elon Musk knows that. He knew the risks. He knew they were going to come after them, and he's taking it all in stride. But here it is. Landmark trial involving Tesla autopilot weighs if man or machine at fault. Elon Musk trial opens to decide fate of his $56 billion Tesla pay. And then there's an issue they're investigating with SpaceX and everything. So here's the thing that Elon Musk has over his head. He's got these legal battles that are like anvils sitting over his head right now with Tesla, SpaceX, and other things. And the deep state and the Democrats are basically saying, if you do what you're intending to do with Twitter, we're going to cut that rope and that anvil is going to smash you on the head. And if you continue to go anti-liberal, anti-woke, we're going to cut the other rope and that anvil is going to smash you on the head. And if you ever think that you're going to return free speech to Twitter, just know this. The moment you let Donald Trump, Alex Jones, and others back on Twitter is the moment that we will remove you from the Apple App Store and the moment we will remove you from the Google Play App Store. That's their plan. That's what they've already done. It's what they've done in the past. That's what they've done to InfoWars. It's what they've done to others. It's what they will do to Elon Musk. Now, the good news is Elon Musk seems to be ready for this fight. And Elon Musk may or may not be the richest man in the world. But we'll see how that fares in the coming weeks, months, and years as the deep state looks to destroy Elon Musk. And he looks to return free speech to Twitter and continue to innovate the world of space travel and engineering on planet Earth. But coming up next, to get into the FTX scandal, Ben Armstrong, BitBoy Crypto. Don't go anywhere.
The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
And we're joined now by Ben Armstrong, BitBoyCrypto.com, BitBoy_crypto on Twitter. And, I mean, we knew the Democrats were laundering money through Ukraine. That was pretty obvious to anybody paying attention. But never saw the crypto exchange FTX being the money laundering front organization to do this. But, you know, Ben, now that I'm kind of looking at and investigating it, and, you know, I've never really been a big crypto commentator myself, but when I'm looking at it now, it was so obvious from the beginning, wasn't it? I mean, now that we're looking back on this, was the whole entire FTX scandal not sitting out there from the very beginning that this was going to be the case? Ben Armstrong, your take.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was sitting right in front of our eyes, right on our noses the entire time. And that's why a lot of us have a lot of egg on our face in the crypto world, just for buying into what Sam Bankman-Fried presented himself as. You know, he always tried to present himself as, you know, like, can you figure out, is he good? Is he bad? It was hard for us to ever really know until now. And you look back, if you look back at several of the projects that launched on FTX, ICP, Casper, Aptos, New Genesis Protocol that was on Liquid. You look at all these projects and you realize that there were so many signs that this stuff was going on. There were so many projects that Sam Bankman-Fried destroyed by shorting them to zero and creating a counterfeit supply on the exchange. It was a scam from the very, very, very beginning. And we're really just kind of getting down the rabbit hole. I mean, you know, right now what we're focused on like cracking the egg here on what actually happened with the scam itself. And then, of course, you start moving into the Ukraine situation and the politics and the fact that, look, it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. What matters is that Sam Bankman-Fried was literally using your customer funds to support both sides, obviously heavily tilted Democrat there. But he was supported Republicans with Democrats' money, supported Democrats with Republicans' money. And that right there is an absolute scam and a fraud within itself that should change some election donation and contribution laws.
Well, and we'll see if it does, but just so the layman understands this, because not everybody is really up to date on how crypto works and all this stuff. So explain it to the layman here, myself included. Investors invest in crypto. They give their dollar, their U.S. dollar, to FTX exchange. They're supposed to have this big mass of capital that can at least back up some of their exchanges if people want to trade out or trade in or all of this stuff. And I guess organically, a bunch of people were demanding to pull out at the same time and they realized that there was no reserves. Or how did that go?
No, that's not what happened at all, actually. We have been sounding the alarm bell on this. You can go back to October 29th. There's a tweet that we put out where we begged people to close their accounts and take money off FTX. We certainly think that we did have a certain amount of people that did withdraw to the point that they felt the crunch. But what actually happened is that with a lot of these exchanges, they just get so greed hungry that they end up borrowing the customer funds to make low leverage trades that they think will never go bust. But the thing about leverage is, you know, you're always at some point gonna meet a liquidation, you know, or a crazy stop loss that's gonna set you off. So what you're looking at is when you were on FTX and you were looking at the overall pool of funds on there, you actually did not, there was actually not assets there. Supposedly there was $900 million worth of real assets and they were $9 billion in the hole. To understand the FTX fiasco, you have to understand Alameda Research, which is their VC arm that actually really got FTX funded and rolling in the beginning, that set off, you know, Caroline Ellison and, you know, Sam Bankman-Fried to their kind of, you know, to the stage here, is that there was a backdoor built into FTX so that when Alameda was hurting for funds or needed funds, they could reach into those customer assets and pull them directly over to what they were doing with their trades, make the money back, and then put it back. You know, as your classic Ponzi scheme is what it turned into. And eventually they couldn't put the money back. So what happened is we have been front running the story for weeks because just a fluke on how we ended up kind of getting wind of all this. Well, CZ, who is the founder of Binance, the largest exchange in the world, well, he got wind of the same stuff that we had gotten wind of. And when he found out, he immediately dumped, I think it was $500 million worth of FTT tokens. So FTX was the exchange. They had a coin called FTT that they created that really didn't serve a purpose on the website. And people were like, well, you know, why is this really even a thing? Well, what they would do is they would wash trade FTT back and forth between FTX and Alameda Research. And every time they would do that, they would pump up the price a little bit. And that kept their overall assets at a much higher amount because they were wash trading it. If you actually pulled FTT out of their portfolio would look very weak because it was so heavily invested in this coin that they pumped up the price of. Basically the same thing the fiat system does in America is they just print money out of nothing. And so that's what they were doing. Well, when CZ found out about this, he dumped his FTT tokens and destroyed the price. It went from $22 to $3 in a 24-hour period. And then all of a sudden, basically, FTX didn't have the windfall. They didn't have those FTT tokens value to be able to prop themselves up. And everybody woke up to what was happening. People started withdrawing their funds at that point, and it was already too late. You know, by the time that people started pulling their funds out, you know, it was already frozen. We had millions of dollars and thousands of accounts closed in the weeks leading up to this. Because, like I said, we've been warning people about this for about, you know, 6 weeks or more.
So it sounds like you probably saved a lot of people a lot of money on that deal. Now, given the information we have now, do you think this whole thing was set up for failure from the beginning to eventually target crypto for regulation and government control? Or do you think, you know, there was a level of organic human activity here that forced us into the position we're in now, and now they're just using it to regulate crypto? Where do you fall on that debate?
Yeah, I certainly think that Washington has been totally fooled here by Sam Bankman-Fried. I think Gary Gensler, in charge of the SEC, he's been meeting with Sam Bankman-Fried to talk about regulatory loopholes they can close. And, you know, kind of how this whole thing started between me and Sam is I actually had a bill, or I do have a bill we're still trying to get funding for, that creates a mechanism for smart crypto regulation. Hopefully it will be public by the end of the month. And we went to FTX for funding for our bill. It's like $3.6 million to get this bill rolling. And through us contacting them is actually how we discovered what they were doing with regulation, was trying to create a federal BitLicense. BitLicense in New York, worst piece of crypto regulation in history. Sam wanted to control and corner the market on licensure for centralization in the United States, meaning centralized exchange CEO, he gets all the benefits, peer-to-peer transactions and anything decentralized will go away. And so that's really what, you know, like a hound dog put us on this case in the very beginning. And so, no, we've been told that basically people in Washington thought Sam Bankman-Fried was the adult in the room when it came to crypto. How ironic, right? Yeah. I don't think this was set up to be to bring in crypto regulation. I think quite the contrary. I think him trying to set up crypto regulation and then finding out what a scammer he is, I think it ultimately kind of helps crypto in the end. I think we are going to get some smart crypto regulation. What we want in crypto is we want the ability for us to have our leaders, some of our leaders in the movement, to be able to say their piece about what we feel like things need to look like in crypto, at least have a seat at the table. That's what my bill basically does. However, we are going to see on the negative side of this, we are going to see Gary Gensler and them try to manipulate and use this for their advantage. But I want to say this, Gary Gensler is the person who has caused more loss in the crypto world than anybody else. His entire job at the head of the SEC is to create clarity in crypto regulation that makes sense. He's done literally zero of that. Literally zero. And what that means is you have companies like FTX that have to operate offshore and escape regulatory compliance here in the United States. They're going to continue to stay offshore until you create a mechanism that makes sense for crypto regulation. So if you really want to go back to who's responsible for all of this, it's really Gary Gensler with his dereliction of duty as head of the SEC.
Well, and let's talk more about that on the other side of this break, because what I'm seeing happening now is whether or not there was an intention at the outset to use this to go after crypto regulation. This story, I think, has become such a it's gone from what would be a keyhole into political money laundering to now like a three-story sliding glass window that even mainstream Republicans who try to be neutral like Greg Abbott are saying, hey, wait a second, Democrats money laundering millions, maybe billions of dollars and then funding their campaigns in the midterms? I mean, this should be massive criminal investigations, and whether Republicans' involvement too, I mean, the whole thing should be investigated. So I want to get your response to that, how you think this investigation should go. And then, I mean, there are a lot of people listening in right now that have crypto that probably are wondering, hey, what is it looking like for us right now? We'll get into all of that with Ben Armstrong. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stopped into a church, I passed along the way.
Well, you know, I will say this on the debate of whether or not this entire thing was planned for collapse as the excuse to bring in crypto. You know, from my experience, when they have something planned like this as a planned collapse for control, they have all their I's dotted and T's crossed. And they did not have it on this deal, folks. I mean, there's real political blowback and there's going to be real political consequences. And I mean, it was just so obvious. I mean, you can look back and say, wow, this was so obvious. But I mean, they steal elections right in the broad of day. They make viruses in a lab and release it in the broad of day. That's obvious, too. They get away with it. So it's not so, okay, it was obvious. Well, okay, they do a lot of things that are obvious. But it's the direct connection to Ukraine and the midterm elections that was so close to the chest. You feel like they did not plan on this thing going down. So I would err on the side of, no, this is a real organic blowback. This is real organic pushback. This is going to have real organic political consequences here. And, of course, the deep state, the government's going to try to use it to regulate as well. But when it comes to the investigation, we're with Ben Armstrong here, BitBoy Crypto. When it comes to the investigation, how do you see this going? I mean, the FTX, the Almeida people, they're already flying all around. They're jet-setting all around. They're trying to hide. You know that the government is going to try to protect its own, like you know, Gary, Deep State Gary. So where do you see this investigation going? And I mean, when is it really going to kick off? What do you think it's going to look like?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, you know, there's a lot of people I've been seeing the sentiment a lot, is that, well, Sam Bankman-Fried, he gave so much money to Joe Biden that he's going to get off scot-free here. Don't buy into that. Sam Bankman-Fried screwed, and he is basically going to end up being the fall guy for this entire thing. Was he totally responsible for it? No. Is he a bad person? Yes, absolutely. Did he know what was going on? Yes, absolutely. Did he show no mercy to people consistently throughout the history of FTX? Absolutely. But he wasn't the only one acting here. There is another player in this game that people must know. Well, there's two, really. Gary Wang, who is a lot of people consider to be kind of the ghost in the machine, if you will, the expert hacker at FTX. Basically, he's someone who, you know, there's a lot of speculation, has CCP ties. Gary Wang is someone to definitely pay attention to. If you went to the FTX page and looked up his bio, he's the only person that has his back turned to the camera. You only see him over the shoulder looking at a computer screen, if that tells you anything. The second person is Dan Friedberg. This guy, it was the general counsel for FTX. This guy, there's Gary Wang right there. You can see it. How weird is that? All of the other photos are front-facing.
Wang again! Friedberg, I'm just kidding.
So Dan Friedberg, he's the general counsel for FTX, the lawyer for SBF. And here's what's so interesting about this guy. He's done this model before. This is, if you look at the similarities between this and the Ultimate Bet poker scandal from the early 2000s, they recruited Phil Hellmuth and Mike Mattisau to gigantic poker players to promote it. And what happened is Dan Friedberg was in charge of setting up the infrastructure and the architecture of the shell game that was Ultimate Bet. Ultimately kept a lot of the powerful people there from getting in trouble. What they did was they created a software called God Mode, where they could see the other players' cards. They would literally call up these professional poker players and say, hey, do you want to play heads up one-on-one? And Mike Mattisau would say, yeah, sure, of course. And then he would go play against these people, not knowing they could see his cards from the inside. And it took $1 million from him in these heads-up games. So this all comes out. Well, Dan Friedberg was in charge of the entire thing. He's in charge of the general counsel of FTX. Number one, shell game architecture, creating all of these companies where you can't touch the people at the top. That was number one. Number two, the idea of being able to look at other players' cards in God mode. That's what FTX was exactly. FTX from the inside in Alameda could see all of the customers' trades before they went through. They could see where their sell orders were, where their buy orders were, where their leverage was. They could see where their their liquidation points were. They could see it, and they traded against it. Number three, One of the things is delete all the evidence. That's what Ultimate Bet did. Well, if you look at the giant hack from FTX the other night, all the money went to all these places that didn't really make sense. Because the money trail is not what is important. FTX was built with a fail-safe inside where they could send money out and destroy evidence and destroy trails that would lead investigators to the ultimate top here. And then number four, the fourth thing they have in common is find a fall guy, make sure he's responsible for everything, and we will dip out. Dan Friedberg did not even lose his license in the state of New York from the largest poker scandal in history, if that tells you anything. So these are two players people need to know that are involved in this. It's not just SBF. SBF is going to take the fall for all of this. I mean, I'm certainly concerned about an Epstein-type situation with him because he knows so much and he's so naive. And then you start looking into the ties of, whether it's SBF's mom that was, for a political lobbyist group, Mind the Gap, I think it was called, Caroline Ellison, the CEO of Alameda. She obviously, her dad is Greg Ellison, who is direct boss to one Gary Gensler at MIT. And you start digging into all those connections. You start to find a lot of these people are kind of like, they're ghosts. But look into Greg Ellison. You can't really find anything about this guy who was the leader of the finance at MIT. And you start figuring out a lot of this stuff has been scrubbed intentionally, and it continues to be scrubbed. That's why we continue to be the mouthpiece of the people here, making sure that people understand who these characters are before they're able to scrub their images off the internet.
So then I guess what you're kind of leaning into here, but we don't have the answer, is who is the wolf of crypto? Who is the wolf of FTX? And right. We don't know, because the wolf is like an apparition. It's just nobody really is the wolf. You look and you climb the ladders and it's just, oh, there's nothing here. It's another ghost. So they knew what they were doing was illegal.
Correct. Oh, absolutely. What they're going to try to do is they're going to try to pin it on what they're calling the Gang of Four, which is Caroline Ellison, Sam Bankman-Fried, Gary Wang, and I believe Amy Wu is the fourth piece there. They're going to try to tie those people together and say they were responsible for everything, while your Dan Friedbergs and whoever's above him get off scot-free. And we got to allow that not to happen.
Let me pause you right there, because that's where I wanted to go next. And this was, I was first doing my commentary on this last night, because, again, I'm not really the crypto guy, so I had to do a lot of digging just to kind of get a better understanding of this. But my initial response I was saying last night was clearly Friedman and the people you just mentioned, clearly they've been set up as fall guys. From the very beginning, they've been propped up as fall guys. I mean, no offense to Friedman and the girl, but, I mean, look, you take one look at them, folks, they're probably not all there. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but they're probably on a spectrum. They probably maybe have some learning disabilities or something. They're not
It's interesting you mention that, because there's actually a lot of evidence that points back to all these people met at somewhere called the Center for Autistic Effectiveness or something like that. If people really want to start digging on, pulling on that thread, you'll find that it was almost like all of these people came together at the same time. It was orchestrated even before any of this was launched.
Well, let's dig into that. We're about to go to break here in 60 seconds. But, I mean, again, I'm not trying to be rude. I've got friends that have had learning disabilities and everything. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you can tell they have tics. They have certain mannerisms, even sometimes physiology. They have them all. And so you look at this now, and now that you're realizing, hey, wait a second, they were propped up as the face. They were propped up as the guys here, but now you're looking behind, you're saying, wait a second, they were just fall guys. They probably couldn't have come up with this on their own. They couldn't have financed all of this on their own. They didn't have the experience. They didn't have the connections. Now you start digging, you find out, okay, here were the connections. Here were the people with experience. And now here they are being set up personally. So, I mean, really, it's even worse, folks. We're not talking about just normal Ponzi schemes, money laundering, political influence. Now we're talking about these same people taking advantage of potentially mentally impaired and disabled people. So, I mean, this is about as evil as it gets. And, of course, there it is, all tied into the midterm elections and war in Ukraine. It's the same. It's just the same crap.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, of course, Ben Armstrong from BitBoyCrypto.com has all the information here, every angle that I go to. He already has the info. And so I just want to kind of retouch on the issue of the Fall Guys here. Because I think it really illustrates the next level of evil we're dealing with. We're not dealing with some younger people, some innovators that get involved with a trending thing right now like cryptocurrency and find ways to make money, or maybe they think they're going to spread the wealth or whatever, or maybe they think it's good causes they're helping too. No, clearly there were people on top of them, using them, leading them on. And again, you just take one look at these individuals that are going to be used as the Fall Guys now, and maybe successfully so, And it was pretty obvious. So let's just talk about that one more time here. Who you think is going to be the fall boy? Why you think it was always set up that way? But do you think that that's how it's going to finish up, or will the real criminals be involved in the investigations here as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. I certainly think that, one thing that's different now than, scandals in the past is the voice of social media is so amplified now. Now, of course, there's deep political corruption you can't really touch, right? But when it comes to these criminal cases, especially something that, definitely looks like, was not meant to happen. Like you said, it wasn't pre-planned out for regulation. It doesn't look like they're going to use it for that. But it looks like there were some big mistakes made here. Is that our voice on amplifying the criminals involved in this, like your Dan Friedbergs and your Gary Wangs, I think it's enough to push these people into the spotlight. And you think, pressure is going to be felt by Gary Gensler. He's going to feel the pressure. We've already got Tom Emmer out there talking about having hearings, questioning him about his meetings with SBF. He's got a lot of egg on his face. So he's going to be really amped up to try to make sure that there are some fall guys, not just SBF. Because if SBF is the only fall guy, if SBF is the only villain here, then how bad does Gary Gensler look? And so he's having meetings with him time after time. One of only basically two people, Joseph Lubin of Consensus, another guy who has been able to meet with Gary Gensler. You can't just call Gary Gensler and get on the list. So the fact that SBF was of that level and having these kinds of meetings with him, I think it really shows, the lack of judgment from Gary Gensler, and he's going to be really itching to nail people down for this. So I think I do want to make one correction here. There is an account on Twitter called Autism Capital, and that supposedly is ran by Sam and also some of his buddies at work there. What I was actually referring to earlier, where all four of the founders of FTX met, it was actually the Center for Effective Altruism, not Autism, Altruism. They did all meet there, and somebody's laid out a pretty interesting scenario. It's kind of like almost like the movie 21 of the card counting scandal, where basically a teacher tied together all of these people who are able to count cards and pulled them into its criminal scheme. That maybe that Center for Effective Altruism was used as a linchpin to bring all of these people in that had, not all of them have autism, but we do believe, probably Carolina and SBF did. And like you said, it just is what it is. I mean, we're not trying to poke fun at these people. What we're saying is they were very easily used by people in power and people with authority. So I wonder when you look and when you listen to SBF, some of the things that he said, especially if you look at, this clip of him with Tom Brady, like, it looks really, it's really hard to believe that this was the guy who was in power in charge of the whole thing. When you listen to clips of him talk about altruism and wanting good and wanting effectiveness, it really makes you wonder, like, somewhere deep within that Center for Effective Altruism, was this basically brainwashed into these people's heads so they could get out and say the right talking points? Meanwhile, the people behind the scenes were doing all the dirty work.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because you wonder how much he was aware of what he was doing was illegal. You wonder of how much, he was told, oh, you'll be fine. Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, we've got your back, whatever. And then the people that end up, disappearing, stabbing him in the back. It's interesting, though, he did flee to the Bahamas. That was probably a decision that he made, whether or not that was to go down there and do something, or he just thought, I need to get out of the States because I'm about to be arrested or investigated. We may not know. But I mean, moving forward, I see a situation here where if I am his lawyer, that would be my play. I would say, hey, look, I've got a client here who suffers from a learning disability or has some sort of, spectrum autism here, and he was taken advantage of. And so we want the individuals that took advantage of him to be called to task here. I don't know how much of this, SBF will be thinking about, but that would be my play as the lawyer because, I think that that's a real element of this. Not to get the hook, but just to say, hey, let's look at all the players.
Yeah, I mean, look at Jeffrey Dahmer. They try for the insanity plea. I mean, it's a good way to go to be able to try to not get the harshest, sentence or consequence you can get. And in this case, it could actually be used as a way to point fingers above him. And I think that this is really where it gets kind of dark, because when we're looking at SBF being portrayed as the fall guy here, and you're looking at, if he were really to point fingers at the people behind the scenes that were really running this, what kind of jeopardy does that put his life in?
Yeah.
You know, like they could certainly use this angle of I was used, but at some point you got to say who was using you. And when you go up the ladder so far, you know as well as I know, like there's some names on my channel. Y'all are a little braver than me. There's some names on my channel I won't say because I've got a family and, you know, I don't want to see myself get Epstein or made unalive. So because of that, like there's only so many things that I can actually put out there. If you start going down this rabbit trail and really who's in charge of all this thing, it can get pretty scary and pretty deep. When you start really touching on the Ukrainian situation, I shared a New York Times article from, I believe, April 2021 on my Twitter last night. You really start getting into how the Ukrainian government is tied in with the top crypto exchange and how easy the money laundering is. And then you look at some of the things they actually brag about doing in that New York Times article. It gets very dark very quick. And so I definitely think, you know, watching that pipeline of money in between Ukraine and the United States is something to watch. And really when you – here's one thing that people really have to understand. We have a video that we've been showing on various articles of Dan Friedberg explaining that they literally counterfeited tokens on the exchanges. When you really start looking at how these flywheel coins were set up, how they counterfeited tokens, and then – the money that was given to the Democratic Party, Joe Biden specifically, what you realize is they found a mechanism to print money out of nothing to make political donations with. And that's not even counting the money laundering aspect of this. So you're looking, in my opinion, you're looking at counterfeiting, tax evasion, RICO laws, racketeering. When you really start adding up all of the laws that were broken here, I mean, this is going to turn out to be a very massive case.
Well, and you get into that. I want to come back and get into the Ukrainian issue on the other side. But when you get into the idea here, and I, you know, maybe there's an analogy, but for people to understand, I mean, folks, they literally made up a currency. They literally made up a cryptocurrency that was their own in-house exchange currency. And they knew that they were just going to use it to inflate the value of their currency and then to basically launder money in and out, inflating the value with every transaction, as you mentioned earlier. And so, again, now you go back to, is that really SBF's idea? Was that really Ellison's idea? Or was that a master money launderer who gave them that idea and said, this is how we're going to do it?
Yeah, well, my best guess is Dan Friedberg is the architect here. He's the mastermind behind all of this. And like I said, we know this because the FTX game, when you really look at it, it looks different, it's packaged different, but it's the exact same game the Ultimate Bet used previously about 20 years earlier. So when you really break that down, it makes sense that he's the puppet master. The question is there someone above him? Because you're right. I mean, it just doesn't really seem like all of a sudden, you know, SBF just came up with all these ideas. Usually when you have an exchange, here's what's unique about FTX. When you have an exchange that creates its own token, like BNB for Binance, if, for example, it does something. Like when it was first launched on Binance, you got utility, you got cheaper trading fees for using that coin to pay your trading fees with, a more natural way to inflate the price, I guess you could say. Whereas opposed to the FTT, it never did a single thing. It had zero utility on the platform.
I mean, they're basically selling the equivalent of plastic coins and diamonds, folks. I mean, it'd be like a kiddie toy of plastic gold coins that you sold for real money.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, Ghost Riders in the sky.
Final segment here with Ben Armstrong, BitBoyCrypto.com on Twitter at BitBoy underscore crypto. Couple other questions I have for him here. Now, in dealing with Ukraine, and I mean, we have some of the numbers, they say, I think it was $40 million to Democrats, $200,000 to Republicans. There's some other numbers we see going out as well. But I, looking more into this, I don't think this is the full picture. I don't think we're getting the full story here, because when you hear the numbers of $1 billion, $2 billion in supposed capital that they had, $40 million is barely a drop in the bucket. I feel that they would have reached in with a much larger scoop, if you will, than just a little $40 million. Do you think we're getting the full numbers? Do you think we're getting the full story as far as how much money was actually laundered and spent during these midterms? Or do you think there's still more to be discovered here?
No, I mean, I certainly think that there is a lot more to be discovered here. I think one thing that's really interesting when you start digging into this and you start realizing how long this could have potentially been going on. When you look at how much money was raised in crypto alone for the war there in Ukraine, it's $135 million. And when you start thinking about that, you start wondering, okay, how much of this money actually came from, how much of this money actually came from FTX in a roundabout way? The total amount that they raised in fiat for the Ukrainian effort, this article goes back, this is a CoinDesk article, back in June, was about $600 million. You're saying about 25% of that money raised came in through crypto at a time when crypto was dropping dramatically, making it much less advantageous for someone to send crypto as opposed to sending, fiat or U.S. dollars. So I think really digging into these numbers, and especially when you say, okay, 40 million versus 200,000, that doesn't sound quite accurate. So I think these are things this is something I'm on the investigation trail of right now. People can tell from this, this New York Times article I posted last night on Twitter that I referenced. I'm starting to really get into this Ukrainian angle and trying to figure out what happened here because look, at this point, I don't think there's anybody out there that believes that this did not happen. It is just a matter of trying to figure out the trail of where, what money went where, who it came back to, and the amounts. Is definitely something that, we got to start looking into, and it's something I'm digging into now.
And, of course, it was our government, Washington, D.C., the White House, that said, no, we're not going to be no oversight of the funds, no oversights, no audits of the funds. We're sending all the money to Ukraine. You don't get to know where it goes, none of that. Oh, okay, maybe now we know why. Who are the victims of this crime, Ben?
I mean, the victims of this crime are the holders. You know, the victims of this crime are the people that have funds left on FTX, and not just FTX, but also the companies that have been left in the wake, including BlockFi, another large lending platform here in the United States that, you know, tons of larger Anthony Pompliano's and your Peter McCormick's, a lot of your really large kind of Bitcoin primarily influencers were really saying, you know, Graham Steph and Andre Geek, some mainstream, Meet Kevin, mainstream financial YouTubers that aren't even in crypto were pushing this platform so heavily. And once again, I said this on my show earlier, like, I don't blame these people for doing it. It seemed like it was very safe. But how much money now has been lost and locked on these platforms because people were 100% behind them? I think the really important lesson for us going forward here in crypto is there's not a platform you can trust 100%. At the end of the day, the retail investors are always the ones that get stuck with these bills. We are seeing, of course, a lot of the hedge funds. There have been hedge funds that have been absolutely decimated by this too, which is another reason why you know that this wasn't pre-planned out, in my opinion, because the hedge funds, the institutional
they
money, they
lose.
Move in lockstep with the government. Right. So the fact that they've lost, I mean, there was a big one, a guy that came out, Travis Kling, a guy that was in charge of a big hedge fund today, said all their capital was locked up in FTX. You're going to see a lot of reverberating effects. But ultimately, as always, the losers in this are the people. The people of crypto, the people that they bought into something that's bigger than themselves. The people that bought into the idea of decentralization and that crypto is really a better way for us to do things. And at the end of the day, we've now watched it burn to the ground. And it's up to us, the people that have a voice in the space, to pick it back up and to move forward and to assure people that we're not going to let this happen again. We can't let. And here's the real problem. The real problem is allowing the stock market 2.0 people to come into crypto. We've got to create alliances that keep these people out and push people towards more decentralized platforms. Look, if you're a trader, you're going to have to use an exchange at some point. It's a necessary evil. So there are exchanges that we do support that we think are okay, but we're never going to give 100% confidence in anything again.
Well, and my final question for you was going to be, what is the state of crypto? But let me just ask you one more thing quickly here. The fact that of all the different cryptocurrencies and all the different trends and all the different hype and excitement and everything, it was FTX and SBF that were really the only ones introduced by the establishment, embraced by the establishment, sold to you by the establishment. What does that tell you?
Yeah, well, that tells me that's somebody we should be wary of, someone we should be very scared of. Look, crypto was created, Bitcoin was created in reaction to the 2008 financial crisis, where basically we were forced to bail out banks with our money. We paid taxes once, and we had to bail them out twice. And it was a reaction to that. Like, we should be our own banks. We should be able to make our own decisions with our money, not allow the government to just move it around and do whatever it wants. And we all know the fiat system is going to burn down 100%. It's just a matter of time. I believe USDC is going to become the digital dollar. It's going to kick the can down the road. But ultimately, you just can't print money out of nothing. And this is a lesson we've learned with FTX. You can't just print money out of nothing for no reason. There's no way that is a viable strategy for the long term. So eventually it is going to burn down, in that respect. But when you have the government, the very people that you don't trust so much, you created cryptocurrency out of, telling you, hey, these are the guys. You know, you got Kevin O'Leary on stage saying, well, you know, and once again, don't blame Kevin O'Leary, but coming out and saying, well, there's one safe place you can know with your crypto. It's definitely FTX. You know everything's going to be fine. You know, we bought into that establishment lie, and we have to reject that. In crypto, we do a pretty good job of being skeptical and rejecting those types of behaviors. But this one here, for some reason, got under all of our noses, and we didn't see it.
All right. And just finally, what do you see the state of crypto right now?
Yeah, the state of crypto is – here's what's funny. What's funny is I'm what we call a strict four-year fundamentalist, four-year cycle fundamentalist in Bitcoin. When you look back at the history of Bitcoin, there's been a constant four-year cycle. It's you have an event called the Bitcoin halving, which basically cuts the production of Bitcoin in half. Right now, the average of 900 Bitcoin created per day in 2024, that number is going to get cut down to 450 per day. You have that halving event. They were in 2012, 2016, and 2020. That halving event leads to 1.5 years of parabolic upward action, 1 year of a gigantic 85% drop, 1.5 years of slowly rebuilding towards the halving. We are right on track. Nothing that's happened in the macro, nothing with inflation, nothing with Ukraine, nothing with this event so far has got us off track. I've said since the beginning of this year that we should see the bottom of Bitcoin at the end of November to the middle of December, sometime in that range based on the history of Bitcoin. We're still right on track for that. Bitcoin is still holding very well. We do think it's going to probably drop somewhere between $10,000 and $12,000. But unless we break that trend and we were to go, say, maybe below $8,000, there's no reason to think that we're going to see anything different in this cycle. Every single cycle, whether it's around the halving or around the all-time highs or around the bear market, you always hear people say, it's different this time. Look at the macro environment, or look at this, or look at that. And what we found in crypto is Bitcoin just keeps doing the same thing over and over and over again. The entire industry is pulled by Bitcoin, obviously, because even in times like this, while everything else is burning around it, Bitcoin is still fine. But the prices and the liquidations and the mass selling may come and may send the price down. So really,
which for guys like you is a good thing.
What's that?
When the price gets low.
Well, yeah, it is, but it's not. Certainly, look, we like to accumulate at lower prices, but I'm for the people. Like, I like when people win. Like, it's not all about my personal portfolio and making money. I like it when people get into crypto and they win, and then they start sticking around for the ideals and the philosophies. You know, we say you come for the money and the Lambos, but you stick around because you love decentralization.
Well, that's why I'm so glad we got you on today, because you're one of the few out there that I think keeps it level and keeps it grounded, and I appreciate that. And excellent commentary with us for the last hour. Ben Armstrong, BitBoyCrypto.com. Follow him at BitBoy_crypto. Ben, great stuff as always. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on. Always enjoy it.
Great stuff. I learned a lot, too. Again, I'm not the Bitcoin expert here, but when I talk to people about it, pretty much everything he just said is 100% spot on. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to take an hour break. I'll be back hosting the War Room. Gerald Celente, I believe, is about to take over. Folks, remember, InfoWarsStore.com. None of this is possible without your support at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to keep us on the air, all the great guests, your phone calls, everything, shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the book. Get an early Christmas present for your mom, for your dad. And, of course, in the process, supporting free speech.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.